gotta be honest with you. The first 15 minutes of this is Big Bean looking up and giggling at dildos. So, it's pretty much mandatory listening. Let's roll!
It's in my clutch. God damn it!
Can we do like a nature check to see if we know what this thing is and why?
Sure, yeah, you can.
Suddenly fucking appeared and charging at us?
Yeah, you can.
I'm not saying that your penis is the size of a travel penis. I'm saying we could
market
it.
We could market a travel penis.
Yeah, and we could shrink it.
You don't have to shrink it
for when you just
to fit in a clutch.
For when you just got
everyone knows.
No,
stop looking at it.
It'll fit next to your chapstick in the chapstick bag.
Okay, but we'd have to shrink it for that. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's a micro.
Just remove the chapstick.
Yeah, that's more.
If you just remove the chapstick, it'll fit.
Can we stop talking about my penis? Maybe.
You know, if you get one
stop
that collapses.
I'm not pussy.
Right? That could be
I'm not pussy, yo.
Yeah, telescope.
I'm not pussy.
this is
right?
Real.
I'm not
pussy. Telescoping in the head.
Yes.
And you just.
Well, you need a way to lock it.
Yeah.
There's yeah that you
just
you can have a system to lock that.
Yeah,
all you need
there.
Is those little
the little teeth,
the knobs,
yeah.
That, and you
yeah.
And then you have
and
to like
twist.
To,
and then you twist and it
yeah,
locks it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm glad we figured that out.
Do you
out.
Still have a 3D printer? Let's get started,
guys.
You know what?
I mean, we're getting
involved. This isn't even a fucking joke, but collapsible dildos probably...
exist.
Do they really? How do you know that?
I mean, I'm just guessing.
Why you're not guessing.
I'm just saying.
Please, not on my
if you're guessing blah, blah, blah dildos, the answer is it probably
I'm looking it up.
Oh, he is right.
You think
we should have dildos that have self heat and they're warm?
That
exists.
That I know that exists.
You one that you put
lubricant.
Retractable.
That's
dildo.
Actually
a really good
say,
idea.
There you go.
It really.
Dildo.
It does exist.
Portable travel dildos.
Aww.
One moment.
Well, we tried. Your ISP is like, man, maybe we should just.
Stop.
Man,
you
real
need
day.
To. I am over 18.
I'm looking up collapsible dildo.
It doesn't look like it collapses though.
Oh, there's pump-up dildos.
Pump up
the jam.
Oh,
pump it.
That's true. Pump-up is pretty good.
Yeah.
Retractable dildos.
Quite cheaper, too.
Yeah.
Buy retractable dildos at an affordable price.
But you're not...
is that what you're worried about at that point?
Yeah.
You know what? I want a retractable dildo, but I want to pay a good price for it.
$19.99.
They have
that dildos are expensive.
Oh, my God. That's so not... and so
they're
real.
Not retractable.
This is so real. Now this is a telescopic one. Oh God, it's so real. It's so real.
Yeah.
Look at how real that is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't see how it's retractable.
It's because it's like it works like a real penis.
Look,
and that's how they're like fucking making it not explicit. They just cover the head up with a little like the.
But they still show a
huge veiny dick, and they like, but oh, but you can't see the head of the penis, so it's
yeah,
fine.
That could be
or
anything.
The balls.
You don't know what
anything.
That is. Yeah, they, and they
stick. Could be a hot dog.
It's still the shape of the head, though.
It's the exact shape of the head of the penis, and they don't even cover up the balls fully. Like they just have a little look at that. That's fucking ridiculous. Why would you even bother?
Some lazy ass.
I still don't understand
why
how it's retractable,
it?
Bro.
Bye.
Here,
so it. All right, so the way it works, we'll explain this. Yes. Oh my God, it's so there's so
there's a remote control. On
there's a lot of science involved in this.
It can't work the same way that a real penis works because real penis is hydraulic.
Right. It's kind of it has a remote and it's Wi-Fi.
I don't know if you consider them hydraulic.
The hydraulic.
That's a very specific technology.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
they,
but well, it only stretches 3 centimeters.
Your liquid.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
so it only get, it only
that's
gives you an additional 3 centimeters.
Get out of here.
So it's retractable, but it only gives you an additional 3 centimeters.
No, that's
that,
not what we're talking.
Is that going to help? Is that going to help you out?
No, that's not what the that's not the goal.
It's very warm too. This has a warming one.
Okay.
Yeah,
retractable and warming. I'm glad. I'm really glad though. That they do, that they do cover it up because I can show this to my children now.
Yeah.
Dad,
I found this
look, Dad just bought
these.
This.
You
don't know what it is.
Because
it's you can't tell it. It's what it is because they blocked
well,
stuff out.
Well, you should
out.
Tell them what it is.
It's only $10.
Yeah.
You probably
well, it's Ali, you have to buy it. This is AliExpress. You have to buy like 300 of them. I have 300 penis.
Yeah, I have 300 retractable.
I accidentally bought it. Oh, God. This is going to be hard to explain. What? What? What the fuck?
Extra long.
Is it?
It's not retractable.
Wait, where? What's going on with that?
I'm on the AliExpress.
Why is it so limp?
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on. Long dildo snake. Big dildo, vaginal anal dilator, sex toys for women, men, no vibrator, anal plug. I don't know. It does a lot.
Wait, that's like putting, like, you remember those handles that you used to be able to put on bags? It's like, woman, just plug it in and take her away.
Yeah, you can shape it.
Wow. Look at that. Now you're carry on.
Oh, there's a small, medium, large, extra large. Oh, and then a black version of each size.
Of course. That's a completely different size.
It's a super large.
Right.
So how many? This guy gave 3 stars. Only the remote control doesn't work.
I feel like that's a very important
seller's battery. Reply. I mean, I'm glad that it may be that the remote control battery is running low. You can purchase batteries from a convenience store near your home.
Oh, dear.
Is that true?
Yeah, why not?
Each battery has a lifespan, and we hope you understand. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you, wishing you a pleasant day. That's lovely.
How nice.
I had the opportunity to test this product, and my overall experience has been quite positive.
Quite.
Design, ease of use, and quality. As for another aspect, like the price, it's very good for the product offered. Well, you know this
aspect.
Is fucking AI generated. I would buy it again. I recommend it. Not... I stuck this in my vagina and really enjoyed the feeling.
You're assuming it's a woman writing that.
It's super realistic. I bought it to play a joke on a friend. Sure you did. And it almost fainted when I saw him. Ha 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 ha. The part apparently dances well.
Yeah.
I can't give any more detail, but I will ask my friend about it. Ha 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 ha. I think there was too many ha ha ha's in there. I'm pretty sure this guy's using it.
It's inside of him right now.
Very modern to the way of charging and controlling. For a penis. Sorry. All right, I'm done. I just but it's not.
I get you like looking up cocks.
I do.
You look it up as much as you want. It makes you happy.
Thank you. I do enjoy it.
If it makes you
happy. Inspiration points.
It can't be that bad. I don't think they crafted by lesbian strap-on dildo. Wet for her. That's a site. www.wetforher.com.
Wait, how do you really spell
it? It's a lesbian site. Dear God! All right, this is getting weird now. Jesus,
I got weird 10 minutes.
It says it's like pants.
Looking up cocks
plus cock.
Everyone,
pants plus cock.
So these are for lesbians. So you put the pants on, and then you put the cock in it,
right.
And now you can fuck.
Yeah. Have you not heard of a strap-on?
I've heard of a strap-on, but it's, I don't know why they would have to, like, oh, you see, here's the pants,
it's a more
and here's the cock.
Because I think it's like a hidden cock pants.
Hidden cock.
So you could, like, go to a grocery shop.
Is that a kung fu style?
My kid's home. Shut up.
You're what kid?
A teenager.
He's approaching.
No, he knows Big Bean likes cock.
Look, we should, it's fine. We can't show him that? What's wrong with that? Jesus.
Hey, what do you think? Yeah, what do you think they're blurring out in this photo?
It's perfectly safe. This is.
I like to run errands with those shorts.
Wow, there are so many pictures.
Makes it go by so much quicker.
He's fucking having a great time.
It goes
wasn't such a
small,
yeah.
Medium,
yeah.
Large.
Nice.
That's very helpful, actually.
That's just a normal picture.
She's very happy in those pictures.
She does it. She is. She's having
she's
a good time. Oh, don't sign me up. No, I don't want that. Oh my God! This is real.
Oh,
I just realized that this is a.
Oh.
You can't
she
say
gave
that.
The address.
You did.
She just gave the address.
Yeah, that's a shot.
Yeah, that's a shot.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
I also just realized that this is on my daughter's Apple ID.
The level
of
stupidery.
It says all of these sites have been visited.
Why are all the links purple?
Clear the dash!
Please don't look at your Apple ID for a little while, honey.
Danny, what's ready for her?
She's going to tell your wife, and your wife's going to be real nervous.
We're looking at it right now.
He has so many pictures. There's so many visits. You don't understand. We were just having fun.
Enjoy.
I don't know how to explain this. We were just having a jokesy.
Somebody took my
iPad. We could see the timestamps. It was over 20 minutes.
You could tell them it was
You were looking at it for 20 minutes.
I was just
You unlocked
it
for moments before the website.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'll do. Oh, man. That,
she shouldn't have
that
taken
No!
Cliff!
I said it as soon as I knew it as soon as it left my fucking
Did
mouth.
Five times today?
So many.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Cliff!
I don't want to do it.
Where do you put
I was watching, like, he's
Jose.
Not going to.
There's
not
no
gonna,
way he's going to say it.
No way.
He can't. There's no way. God damn it. I don't want your fucking backwash, you monster.
Ew.
The alcohol will kill it.
Some sips from it.
Yeah, the herpes isn't flaring up this weekend.
How much you want? A lot?
No! That's plenty. That's too much.
That's you put it back in the bottle.
Please pour it back.
that's shocking. Look, you get another shot, buddy. Oh, you didn't wait for him.
I wanted to get
Do you
it
want me to pour you some more?
No.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Like you said no, like I was actually going to pour you more.
that really got her. I don't like this at all.
I should get throw up in this sink like you.
No.
Are you looking for a chaser crunch bar?
No, just something that I have Coke all over me.
I mean, it's awful.
Coca-Cola, folks. You missed it, Cliff. He just said her name.
I heard it.
It's awful, but it is definitely not Ray and Nephew.
Oh, yeah, it's way better.
Oh, God.
That was only number four for you, not number five.
I fucking hate tequila.
Really?
I'm not going for five.
Why is he going for anything?
I don't like the fact that it.
Your first name.
I don't like the fact that it's peppery. What is that? What?
My first name.
I put pepper.
And my first name.
Oh, that's weird.
And he said something else too, didn't he?
I didn't even see that.
His own name?
He said his own name. That's five.
Right, but we forgave him.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
We
did.
Right. It was.
Yeah, yeah,
should have
yeah.
been five.
Once you hit that half dozen.
Once you start taking sympathy vomits in the sink.
That definitely was not a sympathy vomit.
I think
everyone knows that was not a fake vomit.
No, that was real.
I saw the little bits of eggs in there.
Gross. Bits of eggs.
Please don't tell your wife I vomited in your sink, because I don't think she'll ever let me come over again.
It's horrifying.
Also, that we look
the
up...
The iPad. There's so much shit.
Also, don't
so
tell her we looked up a lot of dildos on your Wi-Fi.
Well, I'd be more concerned that it's your daughter's iPad.
I don't think it takes. I'm gonna clear the history.
Yeah, he's gotta make sure.
I got.
You're gonna do that now, right?
Right now, before I forget.
Delete history.
Okay, let's do that.
You should have gone incognito, right?
I didn't.
How stupid!
I know.
I always go.
Oh yeah, you got it.
But
Aaron, can I have some berries?
Oh yeah, baby!
give me five of them.
You can have five.
Please stop.
I don't like this.
Your son's upstairs. Is he posted up there?
I mean,
he's
gone posting all day.
Is he mad at you?
How many more berries you got left?
He had all day to himself.
Three more. You got four more because you. No, you got ten. You have ten berries total.
Oh, I do have 10.
Oh, went up.
You're right.
Yeah, they go up by level.
Berries.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you do have 10 berries. I don't know how to. Oh, there it is.
Whew. Clear the wrapping.
Anybody else need some berries?
I put five of them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll do the other five.
Oh, my God.
He got stomped on pretty hard.
Oh, God.
And that was a terrible roll. Some of those berries are not as good as others.
I'm hitting it like four times.
Yeah, as you should.
There it
goes.
My
God, those are terrible. I'm wasting your berries. Your berries were not good today.
Sorry. I don't control it.
Oh.
Ready, Big Bean? Can we,
Are we done?
I am now.
You done looking at terrible things?
Yeah. You done looking up your fucking dildos?
Yes.
He's already accidentally purchased a
few.
Oh, no. The good thing it's under my daughter's Apple ID. We'll just think, Mike will just think she's a pervert.
That
shows up at the
house. That makes her a normal, healthy.
Not if she ordered 300. I mean, it was AliExpress.
Yeah.
they only sell
party
in
favors.
Bulk. That's a weird party favor. And it's very realistic.
What are you doing? I
it's
have
a party for my family, though.
Dishwasher. Why are we hand washing dishes?
He wants to undo all of the environmental stuff he did.
Yeah.
It's his want.
Barry, can you check what this big worm thing is?
Yeah, please.
Nature check, right? Nature check.
Nature check.
Nature check, Barry.
Nope, that's wrong.
Nature check, Barry. Barry, nature 18. Check. Yeah, you know it's a boulette.
Don't fucking what?
A boulette.
Oh, yes.
A boulette?
Yeah, a boulette is a massive French predator that terrorizes any land it inhabits. It's also called a land shark. It only lives to feed. Irascible and rapacious, boulettes fear no other creature, and they attack with no regard for superior numbers or strength.
So it just happened to be
walking
around.
It was tied up. The big chains that were in the thing is what was keeping that. Like, it got out.
Oh, okay.
Which is why everything was all fucked up.
Do we know it's not from this world?
No, these exist in this world,
okay,
too. But they're very rare.
They're very rare.
When you stumble across one.
Can we pull some stuff off of it? Like teeth or...
No.
Nails or...
Claws.
It's like a big... No, it's just a thing. There's
okay.
no...
Well, I mean, if it's not from this world, it's not very common.
You can try and eat it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Like, you kill a dragon, there's a bunch of medicinal... magical reasons for
yeah, but
dragons.
This isn't a dragon. What? What do you want me to say?
Right. You said it was rare, okay? So it's not out of this world.
I didn't say it was a
be.
Dragon. Rare.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
A lot of things are rare
we
and not worth anything.
One battle at a time.
A lot of things are rare and still not worth it.
That's going to be a whole episode of you looking up dildos and laughing. It's going to be you giggling into the mic.
Saying someone's name.
Yeah. Look at that shaft.
I didn't say that. That never came out of my mouth.
The shaft. Is nobody ringing?
The shaft never came out of his mouth.
Right.
You definitely said shaft.
You said shaft.
Multiple times.
Did I?
I don't
oh,
think
yeah.
you said
I
yet.
Think
I
said,
I
you said they cover
veiny
that.
Veiny
and,
what,
but
though?
They show the veiny shaft.
I said
it's an adjective for something.
I
like veiny.
I said,
I don't remember.
They
no,
said
veiny.
Play the tape.
I did say veiny.
He said veiny.
Yeah, you said veiny, but
I don't think
not
I said
jet.
But doesn't mean what else would you? You don't
yeah,
just say veiny.
Yeah,
sure you do.
Veiny.
It's an adjective. You don't just.
He held up a picture of a dick and said veiny,
veiny.
I'm getting old. I have spider veins.
You're so old, your dick has spider veins in it.
Not my dick.
That's unfortunate, dude.
My dick looks like an old lady's leg.
Ew.
That's
super gross.
Put a fucking stocking on it, dude.
Looks fucking Cybertronic.
Oh, fuck me. All right. So, yeah. What are you doing?
We're going to travel. Well, we have to travel back up. There's nothing else down here.
No, there's not. Well, there's the place you left, the big fortress place.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Even though we're super powered now.
I mean, this was like to help you get there, but you don't have to do that. But you still have. What?
Help us take on the fortress.
You could take on the fortress now, the whole thing.
I knew it.
Yeah, you still have Angajuk's Bell and Black Cavern, but it's all the way up north.
That's fine. What else are we going to do? Just die?
Go ahead.
We'll just sit here and die.
See if I care.
Shoot guns.
Well, I guess we could go back to one of the towns, get a good night's rest, and then head up north.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean
we're going to be passing the towns.
You're
going
to have to pass
north,
the towns.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
town do you want to go to? I wouldn't go back to Tourmaline. They don't like you very much.
That's fine. What's going on with the bigger
ones? Fuck them, we're level 5 now.
I mean, they like you, though, so, I mean, I guess you're gonna...
Yeah, well, they're on our way, right?
Huh?
Is Terminlin on our way?
Let's see.
Do you want to see your dad, Val?
The closest town you have is Dugan's Hole.
Ooh.
You want to go to Dugan's Hole?
Not really.
Well, no, wait, there was that good, the good blacksmith on Dugan's Hole.
There is a good blacksmith
on
Dugan's Hole.
Yeah, let's go there first. Let's see what he's got. Wolf Smithering.
Have we found any gold? Like, I really haven't got any gold.
We've got a little bit of treasure here, actually.
Yeah.
We have a 50 gem. We have some Grimshaw stuff. We probably got a couple hundred in gold that we could sell.
Okay.
Are we going to be resting anywhere on our way to Dugan's Hole?
You could probably make it to Dugan's Hole without having to rest again.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I want to find a watering hole so I can fish.
Oh.
Probably don't need that.
There's water near Dugan's Hole.
Yeah.
You want to go pussing?
Yeah, I
gotta go pussing. Gotta go pussing and do control.
See if I get some of that gold pussing.
All right, let's do it. Let's start.
Gold pussing's the best pussing.
Well, we won't make it to Dugan's Hole in time to get to the smith.
And do the nose.
Out through the asshole.
You can do that. You can.
At work.
That's like a full system air out.
Just blow it all out, bud.
I got it. It's good. It's good now. Okay. So you have not been in Dugan's Hole yet.
Really?
But we're getting there at night.
You would probably be arriving at night, so you could go. You could be outside of town and fish if you want. Like, you camp outside of town and then go to Dugan's Hole in the morning. Whatever.
You might as well do that, right?
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, yeah. So let's roll. 8 hours, so let's roll these three. No, oh, wait, no, that's 5. Yeah. Oh, yep, catch a fish!
We did
let me roll
which one do we get?
Wait, let me roll, no, you can only catch one in the 24 hour period.
Yeah.
I will tell you which one you got.
I throw it back. We don't need it.
Oh my god.
Stop.
I hope it's the one that flies.
Maybe we could trade it for some magic weapons.
Ooh. Or the one that you can throw and knock somebody prone.
Yes.
I'm going to throw it at this bush to see if the bush falls over.
Ow!
You got the tasty fish. One day of nourishment.
Oh, we're back!
No, we're going to eat it.
I mean, they're not going to
eat it.
I'll eat it.
No, you don't eat things.
Put it in my bush! Just stick it in my bush!
Why is your bush smell like fish?
It's got a slug on its head, alright? The way he has questions for.
Nobody would ask. They just feel like he smells exactly as he looks.
Yeah. This is an unexpected smell.
You look like a weird
talking bush with a slug on
you look
head.
Like a weird fucking hippie. With a slug on your head and kaleidoscope glasses.
And now he's
shit
all
hanging from your body.
And he's all egotistical because he knew all those arcane things. He's like, I know everything!
Val, you want a fish?
It's so nice you guys are bringing
it. We're going to give it the best
you
need.
You get your nourish
can
for,
we cook it?
For 24
can
hours.
Can we have to cook it?
No, yeah, I don't think so.
It just tastes great.
Like, just
raw.
As is.
Sushi.
Just
fucking
fuck
eat
raw.
That thing.
Sushi grade.
It's like sushi grade tuna. Yeah.
I like sushi grade salmon. More of a salmon guy.
Oh, it's like that too.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
It's delicious.
It's magical.
You don't like tuna?
Oh, I don't know.
A good
tuna
is good.
Is there an alehouse?
Not like
around?
Tuna from a can. That's like.
No, no, I get it. Like a tuna.
They don't usually make
tuna steaks.
If you go to a sushi restaurant and they're serving it from the can, it's.
You want the tuna roll?
I'm making a nice tuna roll. You sound Italian.
Yeah. No wonder why this sushi place sucks.
Oh, I'm making a nice tuna roll.
It's got fucking canned tuna and spaghetti. That's fucking Italian.
Spaghetti.
No idea what he's doing.
Basil stuffed with canned tuna. Then
you
take some.
Yeah. You wanted a maracatti roll?
Or just
dollop.
Yeah.
Some ricotta on the.
Instead of.
For you,
what's
you
the
eat.
Green stuff.
Basil.
Pesto?
No.
Parsley.
Oregano.
No, what you actually eat with sushi.
Oh,
the wasabi.
Paste. It's like the horseradish.
Wasabi.
Wasabi. Instead of that, it's the garlic.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
A pile of garlic. A pile of garlic.
Just mashed garlic, crushed garlic.
Yeah.
They give you a side of marinara. All right.
We're dipping.
All right, into Dugan's Hole.
Dugan's Hole. Into Dugan's Hole we go.
We're going shopping. We don't have much money.
Dugan's Hole.
smiter and about want weapons.
Yeah, I want weapons.
I'd like.
So it basically, there's not too much here. There's not even an inn.
This place is a shithole.
It is kind of a shithole.
That's why I said we should have gone to one of the bigger ones.
No, this has the nice smithery.
There is a smithy there. So you can go to the smithy. You can go to the usually what
not
happens.
Yeah, that's what you hear. They're coming for you.
Shut up.
Oh, I thought it was a fire truck.
1950s cop car.
You
not gonna get me
have smoked so much weed, they called the fire department.
I was like, they're here for you.
It's legal.
Duty's burnt. Call the fire department.
It doesn't matter. They were. It's the smoke that's the problem.
That sounds like.
What is that?
It's
an emergency vehicle.
It does sound like an emergency vehicle. All right.
But we're on a cul-de-sac,
so
that's not a good sign.
No.
No, we're not.
Well, we're at. We're not on a cul-de-sac.
We could be anywhere.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I guess.
There's cul-de-sacs everywhere.
People are gonna find me.
There's so many cul-de-sacs. I mean,
especially since Dixie just said your address.
Dixie did say
it out.
It's a cul-de-sac.
I paid for that bleep.
You know.
Don't bleep me.
At bleep, bleep, bleep.
I bleep myself. There you go. That's what you can say. I bleep myself.
I fuck myself.
I fuck myself so hard.
Please stop saying that. Okay, so
ahoy, hoy.
There's two things just to say. If you don't have, if they don't have an inn, usually you can find lodging at the town hall.
Okay.
We're
not
going to
be here for very long.
Sleep the way Jeebus slept.
We're just passing.
Okay. So as you're walking through town, you people look downtrodden. And you hear someone.
I feel downtrodden.
You hear someone say, "I can't." There's wolves. Oh God.
There's wolves.
Wolves.
Oh.
Wolves.
Are they hyenas?
They're not hyenas. They're wolves.
Not coyotes.
Sir, what about these wolves?
What's
what?
Wrong with the wolves?
Who are you? Why are you? You are a weird looking thing. What are you?
You're very rude.
Is he with you?
Yeah.
What is he?
He's
a friend.
Bush.
Okay.
Actually, your berries are back, by the way.
Yeah, your berries are all
you
back.
You get 10. Did I say
you got
10 points? Yeah,
you got 10 temporary hit points.
I don't know.
What?
When did we sleep?
Oh, you know what? We had that quest here. I had it on the other side, the Winter Wolves.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we camped outside of town.
I don't think you ever did it, though.
No.
No.
But I don't know if we remembered. Maybe it was just a little hook for us to go find.
It was probably a hook, but you weren't in Dugan's Hole. They're saying, they're taking all of our food. They're like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but they're taking all of our food, and they talk, which is fucking weird for winter wolves.
Talk.
Yeah.
Talking
for
wolves.
Werewolves?
Winter wolves.
They're talking winter wolves.
They're talking winter wolves.
Well, we gotta talk a bush. Everything fucking talks around here.
I mean, that's true.
This guy he walked through the mountains, and there is talking animals he looked at.
These are talking robots. Talking metal.
I don't know. That doesn't look
in
like.
In Shander, we saw talking fish.
That doesn't look like any bush I've ever seen in my life. He's got a slug on his head, or whatever that is.
Dude, he's just pussing. I talk in its head. You've never seen anything like
me. Oh my god.
Dude, do you have a spell that you can just use the slug's mouth to go like this?
Oh, that's.
Can we do that? Would it be prestidigitation
or...
it would be minor illusion.
Minor illusion, but I don't have minor illusion.
You give it little lips.
Because you almost never use minor illusion.
You should get it so you can
you
give
it get
little
it
lips.
Just to keep this going, yeah.
Yeah, give it little lips and eyeballs.
Put on the googly eyes.
Then they would think that the slug is controlling the bush.
That would be marginally better.
And maybe they target the slug.
True.
So you just lose your hat.
Yeah. Blow the cap off.
I mean, it's kind of...
Miss me!
Actually, you might want to just so you can give yourself a face anyway. All right? Because you're just a bush.
Yeah,
we need to answer more for it.
Really weird
a little bit.
Looking at you. No, he's got eyeglasses.
I guess that helps. Can we get you a hat?
That's the slug.
Yeah, I know, but that's not a hat.
You're going to put a hat on top of the slug?
Yeah, we're going to put it over the slug.
Can we have it where he has...
Actually, that might be better anyway.
There you go.
We're fucking getting you.
Yeah,
a hat.
But we want the reveal, right? So can we have it where he has an arm and when he meets a woman, he just goes, "M'lady," and he takes the hat off and the slug's there.
It comes off and all swine.
And now I have minor illusion.
Fucking slime tendrils.
M'lady.
Actually, you can minor illusion you not look like a bush.
You could look like a little, like, gnome.
Halfling
yeah.
or something.
Don't look like a gnome,
it's
no.
A
you'll
five
die.
Foot cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a 5 foot cube.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess I am in a 5 foot cube.
Don't
really
do a gnome. Do a halfling, because a gnome, you'll die.
Yeah,
halfling.
It might be easier for us to walk around with you if you weren't
a
oh, you're gonna
like
you have to pull the berries out of your, like, your pocket or something.
No, I won't.
He just pulls them out of his ass.
He's going to say, "Eat my berries," and then so there's going to be a bush coming from the middle of the gnome's body.
You'll have him pull
that
it out.
That pork bush.
Every time he gives you a berry, he pulls it out of a different orifice. Right? Like, where are you going to get yours from? Ears, nose.
Penis.
Best case scenario.
Anyway.
Where are these winter wolves, that guy?
We don't know where they're coming from, but they come into our town and they take all our food, and then I don't know where they take it. But we can tell you that where they're coming from.
Yeah, obviously, fucking anything.
Now. Obviously.
All right, they're coming from that way.
You're one dumb bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Up that way, okay.
So I'll read you. Dugan's Hole is beset by winter wolves that stalk the outskirts of town. Don't know how many, but them wolves are big as horses. Say locals with small, misshapen ears. What?
I wonder if they're actually horses.
They're retarded.
What?
Are they in what the fuck? As they say, jerking each other off and drinking milk.
No, I'm sorry. It's not misshapen. No, it is misshapen ears. What
the
fuck does that mean? Oh, says
yeah.
says a local.
Yeah,
just one. And one guy with misshapen
okay.
ears.
Oh, that's a little better.
A town full of people.
What the fuck is going on?
We're going to leave this town to the fucking wolves. All right, everyone's heading right over.
Wolves are on the sun.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with your ears, people.
Cold.
We're just leaving.
Yeah.
Wolves are doing the Lord's work.
Oh, my God. They know words and got a mighty vocabulary, says another one with pointed teeth. Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on in this town? By Throon Stones, they caught Fair Sill and her lovely brother Finn there other day. This is a third woman who bears more than a passing resemblance to the other two. The fourth, who looks like their sister, chimes in. Dang winter wolves, say they ain't giving them back until the town coughs up a king's ransom in food and gold.
Oh, they stole people?
Hostages? This town barely got enough feed its own, and there ain't no gold. Ain't no one to leave town. Them wolves vow to kill anyone who tries. That's how it's written, so I read it like that.
That's fair. That's fine. Alright, so we're in a town of inbreds, but there's someone that's really good at smithing.
Someone. Probably not these people. Not the misshapen ears, pointy teeth people.
Alright, well, thanks for the information.
You got me, no problem. Alright. Anyway, I'm going to go fuck my sister.
Later, gonna smite him.
Time for the family gangbang.
Time for the incest.
Well, you might as well before the wolves get you.
It's fair. All right, come on, sis.
Come on. Takes her by the hand and leaves.
All right. So do you go to the smithy? Do you go to the town speaker?
Let's go to smithy first.
All right.
We need the shop before we deal with this bullshit.
So for some weird fucking reason, there is this beautiful smithy in town, like the smithy shop. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's very well kept. You walk in, like, there's gleaming swords.
The guy has an incest fetish, that's why he's here.
Like my asshole.
Yeah, gleaming just like her asshole.
Chromed, yeah.
All chromed. Beautiful.
Do you have any Damascus blades?
Damascus is not good! He yells at you.
I eyeball the nicest looking long sword there.
Mm-hmm.
And later, when I get my pack weapon longsword back, it'll look like that.
Jesus fuck.
What the hell is that?
You're just looking at the design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can remember the design, I can make the longsword look
like that. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of nice, like, really well-maintained and obviously crafted weapons. Like, intricately carved with runes and
runes
and design patterns just to make it look better.
You got any magic weapons?
He goes, I don't make magic weapons, but my weapons are better than any standard weapons you're going to find around here.
Like a masterwork weapon?
They are. I am a master swordsman.
But not magic, though.
No. But they do work a little bit better. One might say plus one better than any weapons you would find anywhere else.
Do you make armor?
No. I'm purely a weaponsmith. Oh my god.
Can you make armor, please?
I can now.
Alright, well, what kind of shit do you got here?
What do you need? I can actually, everything you see is for
sale.
How
much for one of these? He shows him the rifle.
Yes, I was just going to say that. The laser.
What the hell is that?
It's like,
here.
It's like being hit with a sword
three times. Let's go out back here. Do you have like a...
I don't like where this is going.
Calm down, guy. We're not
actually,
pussing.
Actually, fire your pistol once. It's
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
hold on. We're not pussing.
You're not shooting it at his store, right?
No. Does he have, like, an archery range back? Like let's...
Out back.
He's
not
a sword.
He's not an archer. He's not a bower.
I blast a hole in the fucking roof.
Oh, my God. He'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
You could shoot
He's like, okay, what do you... Well, all right, first off, what is that?
Think of a bow, but it shoots light.
All you have to do is pull this trigger like a crossbow.
That's crazy. That's crazy talk. All right, show me.
So we'll go out back, and let's say there's a rock, I don't know, like 30 feet away. I just take out the pistol. I'm like, this is a smaller version of what he has, and I blast the rock away with the pistol.
He's like, holy shit.
And
I will trade you for anything in my shop straight up. Straight up.
Perfect.
I'll even make you a weapon.
Can we get a couple weapons, maybe?
We have a couple rifles. Remember the dismantled ones? You just have to put them back together.
I don't know how that would work at all.
Well, what kind of weapon do you need? They're all just plus ones?
They're all plus ones.
How much are they normally?
Normally, you would have, for like a masterwork, you would have to pay like 300 or 400 gold.
Oh, this thing's worth more than one of these.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that other guy was willing to give us 1,000 gold for one of them.
Oh, are you pretending right now?
Yes.
Okay. So he's
yeah,
like,
that guy was going to give us 1,000 gold. The other day.
You're an excellent negotiator.
He's like, I mean, it's worth 1,000 gold.
You tricked the DM. That's how
you did. That was real good. I was like,
inspiration.
Wait, did I fucking say that? When did I say that? Too much alcohol today.
Persuasion with an advantage.
Yes. No, it's a nat 20 if I can fool the DM.
That's true.
So he goes.
That's the rule.
He says, I mean, it is probably worth 1,000 gold. I wouldn't lie, but. You know, I can part with two weapons.
We'll do two weapons. That's fair. Per
I have people. You know, you realize I have people coming from all the way from Waterdeep for my wares. Just to let you know.
Aren't you fancy?
Yeah, I don't know how that.
I'm pussy.
Into the negotiation.
You're a big pussy.
So,
I'm big pussy.
So what we'd like to do is we'll take two weapons for the rifle, and you'll also give us 200 gold. You said yourself it was worth.
I don't have that kind of money.
Are you giving up your rifle?
Yeah, I mean,
he looks around at
this
store that's filled with gleaming weapons, and the fact that you just told him that people come from all over to buy your shit, and now you're saying you don't have 200 gold?
This town is pretty destitute, and I'm the only thing keeping
it
running.
What if we got two weapons that were silvered, plus one masterwork?
Plus one weapon, masterwork silvered?
Yeah.
Yes, I would do that. All right,
we'll do two for the
working... Rifle.
Yeah. Well, who's giving up? I'm not giving
it'll,
up.
I'll later give it up.
Ah! Ray gets a little upset.
Why are you
he
upset?
He likes the rifles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that.
What did you...
Yeah, but that's yours. Like, right now I have two pistols and a rifle, so I like to think I look like Rambo right now.
Well, you do. He's giving up a rifle.
You look like... I mean, they're kind of fruity looking. You look like gay Rambo because they're like...
Yeah. Go ahead and make fun of it. Go ahead. I
will shoot you in the face with my lasers.
I will not get rid of my...
Yeah,
that's
right,
fair.
Laser,
so you what? Yeah, I will make you two silver masterwork weapons.
Well, I think we need to get like a great axe or
Jesus
something.
Jesus fuck! What is that?
Right. No, but like a silvered magical or
a silver
plus
one.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get at least one.
Great, yeah, great axe and a longsword.
A great axe and a long. Well, so let me help you here, and I'm gonna this is what you would. So I do have some adamantine. That I can forge into. I can only make one, but adamantine will work the same as if it was imbued with magic.
But it's not a plus one.
It is a plus one.
It is a plus
one.
Okay.
It's a plus one adamantine, but I can only give you one weapon for trade because it's very valuable.
I think that should be the great axe.
I mean, if he's given up his rifle, he's taken. he's taking that one.
Yeah, of course.
He's not that selfless. Mm.
Yeah, but adamantine would work just like a it was imbued with the strange magic of the wizard.
Does it have anything special when it hits like an object, adamantine? There's something special with that, right?
I can't remember. I'll look it up. Hold on.
Rules.
Rule time. Everyone loves D&D rules.
It always crits on objects.
Oh.
So if we have to like hit a door.
Or if we're playing.
So it says an adamantine weapon can bypass a golem's damage immunity in the same way as a magic weapon. So if something's immune to anything but magical weapons, then adamantine can go past that.
So essentially it can take anything out.
No, it's just like, so like if you had a magical sword plus one, it would be the same as this, but it would probably cost
it doesn't have
more.
To be a plus two to be magical.
Right. It doesn't, but this isn't, it's not technically magical, but it will.
But it's also like,
but it will not, when something is immune to everything but magical damage, this will still work.
Like that thing we fought.
Does it fight the resistances of like slashing and piercing? No.
If it says a damage, a lot of things say damage immunity for everything, for slashing, bludgeoning from non-magical weapons. So if it says that, then adamantine would go through that.
Okay.
This isn't the blacksmith, this is the DM. The blacksmith wouldn't know all that. But he just knows adamantine is expensive. He said, it's going to take me a while to make this.
How long?
At least a week.
Like long enough for me to go, a week?
What do you think? I have a fucking... Did you see my wares?
Things are gleaming everywhere. Maybe
they're beautiful, right. I don't have any adamantine great axes just lying around.
So you want a great axe, you wanted a long sword.
Okay, well, I don't have them lying around either.
Oh, check again?
I'll look it back. Let me look it back.
Check the back, bud.
Yeah, check the back.
Yeah, no, it's not there, nothing.
Do you have any on order?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Shipment coming in.
My next shipment of adamantine longswords?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just ordered some weird shit from AliExpress.
Sure, you want to see some weird shit? He pulls the bush forward.
What the fuck is that?
A dog in his head. Give us the weapon.
No. What is that on your head or thing? I don't like this thing. Can he go back outside?
Go ahead, bud.
I need some sun.
Yeah, go get some sun.
Actually, do you have a better... quarterstaff for him or anything?
I don't make fucking quarterstaffs.
Can we all be rude about it?
Why would I spend time making quarterstaffs?
I don't know. Just ask him.
These guys are real crazy.
Look.
Let me show you this fucking
I'm not trying to be, but you're kind of insulting me with asking me these stupid fucking questions.
We're allowed to insult if we're the ones that have the laser rifles.
I don't need this kind of shit.
Are you cranky because the town's in bad shape?
Yeah, the town's in fucking horrible shape. And I'm the only thing keeping it together, so I don't have any money.
Start making this thing. We'll be back.
What if we... Can we get a discount if we help you with this wolf problem that seems to be plaguing
this
area?
You give us some plus one weapons, some masterwork weapons. We go take care of the wolves. They're like loaner weapons. They come back when the adamantium, we give them to you.
Yeah, no one's ever done that before.
We'll give you a laser rifle to hold on to as collateral in case we don't come back.
That's fair. I will, they're not adamantine.
And if you are gone from the shop, we're going to murder you. We're going to find a murder.
Burn this fucking place to the
all
ground.
These inbreds will be dead.
First off, the amount of money in this shop is not worth me leaving for one of these.
Here we go. We say he doesn't have fucking 200
no,
gold, but he's got $1 million in product.
He does have $1 million. He does have like a lot in product.
A lot, you say.
I mean, I don't. I think you'd have to wheel it away in a cart.
You
gotta kill him? Jesus, it's fucked up.
No, they want to kill him.
Yeah.
So he goes,
we want to threaten him like that.
I can give you masterwork weapons because I do have some of those, but right. I can't give you adamantine. I'd have to still.
Yeah, so we'll give him a laser rifle to hold on to. This isn't a sale yet, so we'll give you a laser rifle.
Well, why give him one of your pistols?
Two plus ones for you and you,
yeah.
And then he gets to work on that longsword for you.
Yeah.
Is that what we want to do?
Yeah.
That's our proposal.
Yeah.
That's fair. I will work on the longsword.
And on our end, we're going to go take care of the wolves.
I will work on the longsword. You can see how good my masterwork weapons are, so you'll know that you're getting a quality product when you come back.
Can't wait.
And then you can, you know, I if you don't come back, I still have your laser sword. So it's the same deal we made before.
Yeah, if we die and your product is lost, you have our laser rifle.
You said laser sword.
Laser sword would be awesome.
It's a laser rifle.
Laser rifle.
Yeah. Imagine that. It's a fucking lightsaber.
I was thinking more like Halo, Covenant.
Do you want anything? You want plus one?
You know, as a warlock, I don't think there's anything to do here.
Does it give you... But when you do a packed weapon with a plus one...
It doesn't give
you... No, it doesn't give
me
any additional bonus. It's got to go higher than a plus one. Mm. Do you have any plus two wear?
He already said as much. He's not good.
So you're not like a
master. No. I'm trying not to throw up. It's,
why?
You're gonna look at Cliff's face.
Yeah. No, it's all the fucking weird alcohol that's mixing in my stomach.
Pull it together.
I'm trying.
Pull it together. Do you need some more water?
I have some.
Is the alcohol gum?
Yes.
It's just kidding.
You know how you want to throw up after all a night of alcohol and cum?
Alcohol and cum. I love that.
I don't
song.
Like mixing
yeah,
my alcohol.
I
want
to see
my
what
cum.
Happens. I'm going to add a plus two to my inventory and make it a pack weapon and see if it changes things. So, we'll do you carry plus two stuff?
No, nothing's magical. Like plus two is magical.
Yeah.
If you go plus two, it's magical.
Oh my god, you're so frustrated.
I'm not trying to be.
No, he's frustrated.
Oh.
This fucking guy.
It's not the guy. He doesn't have a fucking wizard in the back, like, casting shit on weapons.
You could have a wizard if you took the bush.
I mean, he doesn't... Is he
I'm not up for sale!
Is he a weapon maker?
Yes.
Like, that's a specialty.
He's the most esteemed weapon maker. Are we on the East Coast or West Coast?
No, I'm not!
You're in the North.
Maybe you've heard of him.
He looks fucking weird. I have not.
That is Barry McCock. Barry McCock and... Bush.
I don't like that name.
What are you trying to persuade him of?
I don't know.
Okay, why don't you roll a persuasion for some reason?
All right. Oh, we're trying to give him the bush.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit, it fell out of my hand.
No, that didn't count. No, come on.
That's rolls.
It fell out of my hand.
What was
it? It wasn't a real roll.
What's the roll?
14.
Fuck the roll?
I said, what's the roll?
Huh? 14.
It's 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I mean, you might not have been able to convince me if you rolled a 20. He's like, I don't see how he
could...
It
would have been a 25. Would that have convinced you?
That might have been.
Fuck!
But he's like, I don't... It doesn't even have hands. How is it going to make...
It doesn't need hands.
That's fair.
It doesn't need hands.
It's...
How do you think it got the slug on its head?
And there's glasses.
Yeah, there's glasses.
There's glasses.
I think you...
We didn't put it on.
I think you fucking weirdos dressed up a bush and you're making it walk around and talk in my brain.
No, he went up
there. Yeah, that's perfect. He goes out on the deck whenever
he's
outside.
That guy's a fucking weirdo.
You can eat his berries.
The best are always eccentric.
Please stop.
Please don't stop.
All right. First, okay. I let's stick with the original plan.
Okay.
Because you're really freaking me out, and that thing freaks me out. All right,
so you hold on to the rifle. We'll get a plus
and
one great axe, a plus one long sword.
Make sure you put.
And then you're going to start making the
yes. Make sure you put borrowed on those. Temporary.
What do we need?
Just put temp or something around it, so you know you have to give it back.
So that's for attack and damage.
Yeah.
When we come back to pick up the thing.
Yeah, when you come back and pick up the thing, then it's yours.
Yeah.
And I get to keep the
lead. All right, so where are these wolves?
So they're,
Yeah, what's your name anyway?
I can't remember.
This guy's...
Wolf something. Whatever.
Wolfie the Black.
It's just called Wolf Smithery.
Wolf Smithery. So he's,
Wolf
are you Mr. Wolf?
Wait, are you
it's very suspicious
the...
that the wolves are attacking us.
Talking
down.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Are you a wolf, sir?
I'm not a wolf.
Is your family werewolves?
No. Argan.
Barry.
Are you a winter wolf?
Barry, do an intelligence check. Get
I'm
close
checking
to
you with my intelligence.
You get advantage on it because your crystal goggles.
It's true. He said now it's fucking weird bushes.
It leans real close into your face.
No, it's crotch.
He's like,
I'm tall.
I'm not a wolf, I swear, but I smell the slug.
Not 20.
Okay.
I think he's a winter
he's
wolf.
Not a wolf.
What do you know?
you know that he's not a wolf, and his name is, he said, my name is Argan. Argan Wolf.
Argan Wolf, okay.
He's not a wolf.
It's Wolf Smithery, but it's spelled W-U-L-F.
Oh.
I think it's a sham.
I think it's a front.
I do too.
Yeah. I trust this Chris
a lot.
I think he sells
money.
Kids.
Oh my god.
Oh, yours
what?
Is way clearer.
It's not a pizza place.
What? Where was that pizza place supposed to be located?
Sex trafficking.
Like some kids?
Child
was New York for something.
Yeah, what was it called?
How are you
comedy
not aware of
this?
Jesus Christ.
I think it was
probably
pizza.
I'm not aware of
it.
No,
Democrats were the big
one. Yeah, and then
children.
Suspiciously, someone came and shot the hard drive.
What?
So the files were lost.
Oh, so this is conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's why.
Funny. Let's discuss the conspiracy theory.
Argan doesn't want to.
No theory.
No, I was saying kill. Let's kill the game.
Do you know anything where the wolves are?
I mean, yeah. The basically the outskirts of town. If you're around at night and you just, I mean, the town's pretty small. If you're just like, and it's right next to water, so you only need to do like a semicircle.
We missed it last night.
You didn't see it last night. Well, you were coming in from a different direction, but right on the outskirts. Shut the fuck up. Right on the outskirts of town.
There's only one entrance.
Right on the outskirts. There's no entrance. It's a fucking. It's just a fucking.
Town?
It's just houses. There's no wall or anything. Jesus fuck!
This is what you're
telling. That's your security issue. You guys need to get out there and, like,
build a palisade, cheap.
If you guys work together, you go out and cut down the trees.
We
and
have.
Build the wall.
We can't even feed ourselves. We're going to build a fucking palisade?
Why wouldn't you just combine?
If you start making weapons that aren't selling, you'd probably go out and have a palisade built in no time.
And then imagine, you'd be making plus twos, right? You're only plus one.
Where did this fucking guy's voice come from?
I don't know.
You pissed him off, his voice deepens.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Look, he said, if you hang around the 20 stones of Thrun, that you'll probably see it.
Okay.
All right, so get to work on that stuff and we'll go handle the,
thanks, Argon. Wolves.
It's Argan.
Thanks,
Anarchas.
After we leave, I go to you and I go, I'll trade you my 30 energy pack for a pistol.
Mmm.
What do you think?
I smashed the energy pack.
Why?
I blast away with the pistol.
Holy shit!
Oh,
I blast
it's
away
30
with
shots,
pistol.
Things
dude.
Are falling apart.
And just for the record, the pistol is my pack weapon right now.
The pistol is? How long does it take for you to change your
pack? I can do it once per
long rest. Okay.
Would it be necessary to make?
Yeah, I thought it was like instant. I thought it was like 10 minute type thing.
Yeah,
so
I didn't think it was.
To retcon that, it has been. It's my pack weapon today.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't think it was like every 10 minutes.
Yeah, for some reason I had that in my head. I don't know why. I thought it was like a ritual thing, but it's not.
Okay. So, the only truly interesting feature in Dugan's Hole is the Ring of Megaliths known as the 20 Stones of Thrun. It's on the south edge of town, and you know, the only other thing to go to is the speaker's house.
Thrun.
All right, let's go find this fucking inbred speaker.
But the speaker's not inbred.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in Danish?
He is a, he's a trapper. He speaks from, I'm sorry, she's a trapper.
He talks like this? Yeah, what weird thing does he have going on with him?
She. And
whatever.
Nothing. But she's...
She just talks like this.
He's not very approachable. Not very nice. And she's like, what can I do for you?
We're thinking of killing their wolves there.
Yeah.
Back in your town.
That would be fantastic.
What are you
what's
give
the
us?
Reward?
I don't have anything to give.
Sexual rewards? Not sexual.
I mean, she's like in her late 60s.
Are you not giving us a reward because you're jealous of this woman in her young 20s? Early
20s?
Is that the problem?
You can't fuck her
anyway.
He wants to know. Yeah, he just wants to know if he can seal the deal.
I just want you to eat my berries.
I don't, I mean, from what I understand, if you kill these things, they have all of our shit.
Yeah, but you're going to want your shit back.
Yeah, but we will give you some of our shit if you get it back.
But
what
about
berries? Now, is it just clothing? Because what are they?
Did they happen to steal any of Wolf's
gold
weapons or gold?
They've taken Wolf's gold. He's the one that's been keeping us from getting killed.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, all
right. But, I mean, Wolf might want that back.
All
right. Well, I mean... find the keepers.
I don't think. Yeah, no, or if you just leave. No, I can't drink anymore. Ever.
You know what? It makes a little beer in there in that gut too.
With some liquor and cum.
Liquor, cum, and
first off,
liquor,
everyone,
cum,
there's no cum in my belly. All right.
Oh,
I have,
it's in
a
face.
I don't
it's
have. A, I don't have
face,
a,
guys.
I do not have a cummy tummy.
Liquor, cum, and beer.
Right? Liquor, cum, and beer.
Yeah.
Successful night.
But I barely
know.
Liquor, cum, and
beer.
80 proof.
Liquor, cum, and beer.
Liquor, cum, and beer.
That should be a character that comes in.
Liquor,
liquor,
cum,
and
beer. Where have you been?
Hey. Hello. Liquor, cum, and beer here.
Is liquor, cum, and beer Scottish?
Yep.
Yeah.
As Scottish as I can do. That was it.
Liquor, cum, and beer.
That was definitely.
We're going to need you to take some like voice acting lessons.
I'm not doing that.
Learn some accents.
The only one I can do is Russian, and I'm not. I'm,
that, yeah,
that.
Do that one.
Liquor, cum, and beer.
Hello.
Dixie
liquor,
likes
cum, and beer.
Dixie likes the Russian
accent. Right.
If you'll excuse me, I have to go and throw up. Until he's in my tummy.
Liquor,
cummy tummy.
Cum, and beer.
It curdles.
Oh.
It curdles.
I have a cheese in me right now.
You know how sometimes you blow a guy and you have to chew before you swallow?
Oh my god.
Ray is just looking at you horrified.
That's a high sperm count right there.
That's
how you know.
This is the
water.
Speaker we're talking to.
No, this isn't even happening.
It's not happening. What am I hearing?
What about the dude that rubbed himself there?
Oh, I can't say his name, can I? I probably could.
Well, it was just someone we worked with.
Just bleep it out.
Bleep
it out.
You don't have to say his name.
Just bleep it out.
He says
it's
if he's got a
his name was Anatole. He's going to bleep it. I
if he's got to bleep it, you got to take a shot.
No.
It's the guy from...
You could have just said Steve.
It's the guy from a decade
right,
ago.
His name doesn't matter. That's the best part.
Just do the act.
It adds nothing to the story.
It does. It does. Because I just like the women. He was weird. Like
you didn't even say his name.
And he would rub his stomach or his chest.
He would rub his chest a little bit, like when he was talking. Like and he wore like really like Eastern European clothes.
Oh, Adidas.
Like you know how they wear like the like silk shirts that have like dots all over them for some. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The gold chains. Like,
European. Yes.
Yeah. Hello. Help.
And then
the
Adidas, like, track pants.
I do like the ladies. You know I like the ladies.
So gross, man. It's so gross.
They are. They kind of have.
They're
they kind of look a little greasy.
Oh, my God.
You know. It's not racist. They're white.
Oh, my God.
It's not.
All right, bro.
You can say that, right? Am I allowed to say any of this?
Yeah, I'm not going to bleep it. So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Not going to bleep that name.
Does that mean it's okay?
No, I have concerns about what I just said.
I'm a little bit concerned because you said that like great. But yeah, I do love the ladies, and they love me right back.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I will,
yeah. No one looked away.
I will make you
yeah,
love
I did,
me.
But...
I can make you love me. Put you in my basement.
All right, let's go. Move on with the story.
Is this the speaker now?
Yes, the speaker.
Oh my god.
Hello. What can I do for you, ladies? Anyway,
do you know anything else about the wolves?
I'm a man.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I know that they're. I think they're controlled by something. I don't know what. But
why do you think that?
Because they take the stuff far away. Like
yeah.
If they wouldn't have a need to go that far away unless they're taking it back to something. Well, I don't know if it's another wolf. I don't know if it's other wolves, their pack.
How big is this wolf hierarchy? Nobody knows. Just wolves with wolves.
And how many come into the town?
Two.
Just two?
Just two.
And you guys can't defend yourself against
them? They're
two
gigantic.
Wolves?
They're the size of horses.
You don't have a town guard?
We have some, but they're... Have you ever seen the town guards around these places?
Yeah, well, we saw them.
We watched some get slaughtered.
Oh, right. Were you the guys?
We're the ones
Turmoil?
That saved the town from a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah,
but that's what you call it.
We're going to save your town.
Yeah.
Please don't.
We're going to save them from this one thing. Can't do anything.
I don't even know if I want you to do this anymore. Please don't ask for my town guard to help.
That was the mayor's fault.
Yeah, that was their leader.
Poor decisions.
You seem like a better leader.
I mean, you're talking about her dad.
fuck him.
She knows.
Oh, see?
Look, she could have turned the tide, and he didn't send her down.
It's true.
Maybe the son of the town guard would have survived. Maybe our dear friend Barbara Barbarian would be alive now.
She's dead!
Barbara Barbarian.
Barbara
Barbarian. And
she abandoned her children. But she had a heart of gold.
We loved Barbara Barbarian and that other guy. That other guy was great.
He was a town guard, so we didn't really like him that much. But he had his uses.
Yeah, what was his name?
Barbara Barbarian was the best.
He soaked up a lot of damage.
It was like Steve
us.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was a good, loyal meat shield.
Also, he had a lot of gold left on his body when he died.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, you didn't give him a lot of personality. It's kind of your own fault.
That's not my fault. He was around for like one session.
This bush is the most personality since... Oh,
yeah, I like this bush. This bush is weird.
Most of his personality is
sexual
went
harassment.
From exciting, carefree, joyous explorer.
True.
To old, embittered.
Cubs. I did like the monk's arc.
Yeah.
The monk's arc was good.
That was like a complete flip.
He went from I love it. This is my first adventure. To
kill them all.
I want to fucking kill you. Give me my money back, you fucking cock.
Nothing matters.
I've died so many times. I hate this world.
No one helps me.
All right. So she said, yeah. They talk. And they're you know they come in. And they're like,
come in what?
Well, you know we have your people right now, which is one of the reasons we also think we don't attack because we don't know where they are and what they'll do. So they'll probably freeze to death.
Mm-hmm. Some of your people.
What? That's what they did. They took some of my people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Alright.
Yes, we know that.
What's he saying?
So which direction are they?
They're
we could either wait till nighttime, which is what
we're gonna do.
You'll see them come into town and ask for their tribute.
And then
because they do
then
it every night.
Follow them back to their
so
land.
They just walk in like giant dogs and speak.
Yep.
Alright. Well why don't we dress up as
real
the
fucking
people
weird.
That give the
Well they don't take them with the people.
They only
no, but we're the ones that kind of greet them. Right? Because they come in and they
first off, they've been coming and they see these fucking inbred people, and then there's like suddenly two gleaming warforged.
And a bush with a slug on it.
And a half orc.
I could be out there!
We're alive, we have your tribute!
What a great idea.
We don't need to look back when you head into the forest.
Alright, we're not real smart, but something's up. I don't know what. I'm looking
hey,
at,
this is weird, right?
I'm looking at the kaleidoscope glasses bush slughead.
Bias is mixing that plant.
Okay.
We could just follow them, I think.
It's fair. Probably a good idea. I wouldn't get too close to them either.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to leave tracks.
Right.
Smell, right?
It is smell. Okay.
Let's do it. All
right, so we wait until nightfall.
Okay. And I guess you're just, like, hanging out somewhere where they can't see you.
Yeah, just local bar.
There's nothing. There's not even a bar.
So we just stand
we just drink heavily in the speaker's house. We're just staying in your house until late.
Please leave.
Nope.
That's,
saving your town.
That's my alcohol.
We're saving your town.
I don't have a lot.
It's very
now you have none.
Please stop. I didn't even know that you guys could drink.
We can drink.
They can do anything they want.
He farts fire.
Gotta get it out though.
Was that tequila?
Better out than in, I always say.
Alright. are we gonna be able to do this tonight?
It's up to you, man.
Are you gonna be able to do it? Because you look a little rough.
I'm not feeling great.
You wanna stop?
I think this is probably a good stopping point for the next session.
Alright, whatever, man.
I'm sorry.
It's a fucking night. I don't give a shit.
Right. Oh my
Maybe
god.
I said
shit.
People's names so carelessly.
Just be prepared for more cum in your belly.
Can
we at least level up to 6 now?
No.
Come on!
No.
Give me some.